Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Tzadi, and we're starting right at the beginning of the brand new parak and Vilna Tzuris Davitz on Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Leilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So the Mishnah says Shmona Shratzim Amurim B'Tyra. The eight Shratzim that are mentioned in the Torah. We know that not all Shratzim, creepy crawlies, have the same din. The pasuk singles out eight of them. That's Chaylid, Achbar, Tzav, Anaka, Koyach, Latah, Chaimet, and Tinchames. Some define these as weasel, mouse, toad, hedgehog, lizard, snail, and mole. The last four, which we quoted as lizard, snail, and mole, really are subject of big machlokes. Some hold it would be mole, lizard, snail, lizard, and a few other options as well. The general idea is that we have these eight shratzim that all have a different din than other types of shratzim. So Mishnah tells us these eight shratzim, hatzotem rechayv behen, chayev. If a person traps them or wounds them on Shabbos, they'd be chayev. Now, the reason why these are unique is because they have ar, they have skin or hide. And the key of chayval of wounding is that blood collects right under the skin. That's basically a bruise. And that's either the melach of tzevea, dying, or netilas neshama. Blood is life, and taking some blood is like taking life in some way. The other shkatzer amasim, though, do not have skin, so as long as the blood did not come out, there's not going to be chiyuv for wounding them. And that's what the Mishnah says, ushar shkatzer amasim, achel ben pater, all other shkatzer amasim, if one wounds them, he's pater, hatzad lo tzayrech chayev, shalei tzayrech pater, if he traps other shkatzer amasim for tzayrech, he needs them for some sort of reason, he's going to be chayev, but if he doesn't need them, so then he's pater, and that shita's Rav Shemin, the melach shen tzrich leguf as pater, and lastly, chayev efshe b'rshusai, a wild animal or bird that's in his own rishos, it's his own personal animal, hatzad ben pater, achel ben chayev, if he traps them or pater, because they're considered nitzaydin va'imdin, they're already considered trapped because they're in his rishos. But if he wounds them, he's still going to be chayev. And the Gemara tells us Shmona Shratzim v'chulu. So Reb Zrikan says b'shem Rabbi Yechon and Imi. According to some, it's really just Rabbi Imi and not Rabbi Yechon and Imi. Espalgan Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shimon Lakish. There's Machlokes Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Chanam, or one of them says about our Mishnah, Divra Kol. It's according to everybody. Acharna Omer, the other one says, but Machlokes, our Mishnah is also Machlokes. Well, Yadin Manamardo. We don't know who said what. Now this has to do with the Machlokes that we're just about to see, which is the Mishnah Maseches Chulin regarding the Shmona Shratzim. As the Gemara speaks out, Amar Reb Zera tells us, Nefarash Milehoin Drabanon Min Milehoin. We're going to explain the words of these Rabbanon, meaning we're going to explain this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish based off of their other words that they commented on this Mishnah. Detaini Taman, we learned over there in Mishnah Maseches Chulin, Elisha Arsein Kibsaron, the following, their skin is just like their flesh. Ar HaAdam, the flesh of a person, Va'ar Chazer Shal Yishov, the skin of a local Chazer. Rabbi Yosef Amar, he says, Af Ar Chazer Shal Bar, even the skin of a wild Chazer. Over there continues that also four of the Shratzim, their skin is like their flesh. However, Rabbi Yechon Menuri argues that all eight shratzim, their skin is not like their flesh. And that's what we're going to be focusing on. This machlokes, Rabbanon, Rabbi Yechon Menuri, according to Rabbanon, four of the shratzim, their skin is like their flesh. Whereas according to Rabbi Yechon Menuri, none of them is their skin like their flesh. And now we have machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, on this machlokes in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yechon says, Loishanu el Israel Toma. This machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Menuri, and Rabbanon in the Mishnah, is only in regards to Israel and Toma, Avol Lilkais, but in regards to getting Malkus, Arhu. Everyone agrees that it's considered Ar, V'ain like an Olam Mishum Nevela. And a person is not going to get malchus on this because of nevela. In other words, if a person eats the skin of one of these shratzim, he's not going to get malchus for eating shratzim, for eating nevela, because only us are to eat their flesh, and he ate the skin, and the skin is separate from the flesh. Now we see clearly from here that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this whole machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and the Rabbanon is only in regards to tuma, whether or not the skin is considered like the flesh, but in regards to eating it, and that would also be in regards to Shabbos, the skin is definitely not like the flesh, and that means that Rabbi Yochanan would be the man to amar of divrei hakol that our mishnah shmona shratzim amurim b'tayra. Would be according to everybody, namely even the Rabban of that Mishnah who hold that the skin of four of the Shratzim have a different din, that's in regards to Tumah, but in regards to Shabbos, if a person's Chayv Behen, he's going to be Chayv. However, Shimon Lakishamer, he says that no, Mishnah to me, Moshana Rebbe taught a whole Mishnah, Bein Le'Isser, Bein Lokais, Bein Le'Tumah, it's all the same din, and it means the Rish Lakish holds, just like the Machlekes over there, Rabbi Chaminur and the Rabbanon is throughout all the dinim, so too over here, we have the same Machlekes, and that means according to Rish Lakish, our Mishnah would be Rabbi Chaminuri, because a Chum would hold that only four the shratzim were in b'tayra if person's chayv b'den is chayv, but the other four not. And the Gemara continues, Masisim Sayel Adin, Masisim Sayel Adin. We have a brass that's right for this one and for that one. Masisim Sayel Rabbi Yechanan, we have a brass that's right for Rabbi Yechanan. Shmona Shratzim Yeshlan Oiros. This brass tells very clearly, eight shratzim, they have Oiros. And Rabbi Yechanan tells us, therefore, I say, Shmona Shratzim Yeshlan Oiros, they have Oiros. And this would be in regards to Shabbos, namely, if a person's chayv b'den, he'd be chayv. Anta Tzadi on base on top, Masisim Sayel Rabbi Shem and Lakish. We have a brass that's right for Rish Lakish because the brass says, Achayv b'shratzim, es Yeshlan Oiros, chayv. So this brass tells us clearly that there are some shratzim that have iris and some shratzim that do not have iris. Whereas Rabbi Yechon Menuri Eimer, he argues and says lefikach imrani call shratzim yeshlan iris that actually all shratzim have iris. So we see this brass is like Rish Lakish. Now we just bring another opinion. Rabbi Yosef Rabbon says b'shem Rav arhu ve'ein lekan alei mishum nevela. It's considered ar and you're not going to get malchus because of nevela if you eat it. And va'asher kidam Rabbi Yechonon. This is just like Rabbi Yechonon. Now the Gemara moves on to talk about something different. Hatzad zizin zvuvin chagazin yatushin. Somebody who traps traps one of these things, which are different types of gnats and flies, maybe according to some, one of these is a worm, but if he traps any of them on Shabbos, chayiv, he'd be chayiv. Whereas Rabbi Huda Paiter, Rabbi Huda Pater. So why is that? Because Rabbi Huda Aimer, he says, in chayiv an ela davar shedarkei litzoid, a person is only chayiv for trapping something which is normal to trap, but these things are not usually trapped for any constructive purpose, and therefore a person is not chayiv for trapping them. We continue discussing, atzor chagavim, if a person traps grasshoppers on Shabbos, bital, if it's in the dew, meaning it's at a time when dew is falling, then he's pater, because they're considered nitzoidim v'aimden. The dew blinds their eyes and they can't really go anywhere, so you basically can easily catch them without it being considered trapping. However, b'sharov, chayiv. When it's hot outside, then he'd be chayiv because they're very active and jumpy, and you would have to actually go through a real process to try to catch them, and that's real trapping. Now, Elazar ben Achmai Omer, he says, af b'sharov, even if it's hot outside and they're usually very active, it depends. B'shashem akalchin, pater. If they're swarming and there's tons of grasshoppers, one is pater, because all you have to do is reach out your hand and just grab some, and it's easy to take them, and therefore he's not chayiv for trapping, because once again, they're considered nitzoidim v'omdin, it's like they're ready trapped. Another din, hatsad svi, if a person traps a deer, chiger, if it's lame, suma, blind, chayla, or sick, katan, small, putter, in all these cases putter, because they're already considered trapped. However, yashain chayiv, if it's sleeping, he's chayiv for trapping it. Why is that? Because du kamitz chadu pasachada, it keeps one eye closed and one eye open, so it's not easy to catch it, because the moment it senses something or somebody coming, it's going to jump up and run away, so therefore catching a sleeping deer is considered like trapping it. Continue to discuss this general idea, but now in reference to killing certain animals on Shabbos, and pay attention to the gears to change. Asar Rabbi Yannai Largus at Tzira b'Shabbos, Rabbi Yannai asered killing a wasp on Shabbos because it doesn't pose an immediate danger. And v'tani ken, we have a brasa just like this. Chamisha ne'eragin b'Shabbos, there are five things that are allowed to be killed outright on Shabbos. Zvov Mitzri, an Egyptian fly, v'tzira sheba ninvei, a ninvei wasp, v'akrav sheba hadayos, and a scorpion in hadayos, v'nachash sheba Eretz Yisrael, snake in Eretz Yisrael, v'kelev shaita sheba chol makom, and a crazy wild rabid dog everywhere. As we see very clearly that in regards to a wasp, only a ninvei wasp can be killed, but a regular wasp is not allowed to be killed. Now, Maisa, there's a story, Shanaf al Nachash b'Shabbos, that a snake fell on Shabbos, va'amma nafti echad haragai, and the nafti, which basically means he was from this place, that's why we're calling him a nafti, he got up and he killed the snake. And Omar Rebbe said, pagabai ki yotzebai, that this thing met someone like him. The snake is evil, and the person who killed him is evil. He shouldn't be killing the snake on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, v'lim edvar ha'neragim b'Shabbos, you know, isn't this one of those things that's allowed to be killed on Shabbos? And the answer is that no, Pasalai explained that it has been bain lahazik. If a snake is coming to damage somebody, wants to attack somebody and hurt them, so then we could kill the snake. But just stam killing a snake is not allowed. And Tony Vibrais from Yaakov Emmer, he says, Horoya Nachash Va'akar B'Sech Arba Amos, if a person sees a snake or scorpion within his Dalad Amos, Roy Hoya Shayamas Bohen, that means he was really fitting to die through these. El Shirachim Shalmakim Rumin, it just means that Hashem is a lot of Rachimim, and that's why he didn't die. And again, that's indicated by the fact that these things are within his Dalad Amos. However, Rav Shimon says, when is it said, Bizman Shalai Ragon, if he didn't kill them, if they were within his Dalad Amos, and he wasn't successful in killing them, so then that means that really he should have died, it's just that Hashem had a lot of Rachimim. Aval Im Haragon, if he killed them, Loy Niru Loy, El Shiahar came. It's the opposite. They were only shown to him within his Dalad Amos so that he should kill them, and now he has the schos. He has a merit that he protected other people from getting harmed by them, so it's actually a good thing. However, Chamarim, the Chamarim say that no, Benkach Ubenkach. It's either which way, whether he killed them or even if he didn't manage to kill them, Loy Niru Loy, El Abischos, it was only shown to him as a schos. In other words, the Chamar arguing with Reb Shimon, and they hold that even if the guy didn't successfully kill the snake or scorpion, the reason why it was in his vicinity is to give him the opportunity of the schos of killing it and preventing it from damaging others, and even if he didn't kill it, it's not a problem. It doesn't mean that, oh, he should have died. Now we talk about one of the shratzim, namely chayled, which we translate as weasel. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, shemu zayz kol amim, listen to this, all nations, ha'azinu, give ear, kol yoshvei chayled, all dwellers of chayled. And chayled is milashin chulda, which is a weasel. Now we need to understand this pasuk, why is it that all people of the world are being compared to a weasel? So Rav Acha Amar Bavo, Rav Acha quotes Rav Avo, v'rabbanon, and the rabbanon argue with this, with different explanations of the pasuk. Chan number one says, Lamu Moshe Kobaya Olam B'chulda, why are all people of the world compared to a chulda? Elefisha Koma Sheyesh Bayabasha Yesh Bayam. Everything that we have on dry land, there is its counterpart in the sea. And Harbi Minim Bayam, Masha Ein Bayabasha. There's many different minim in the sea that we do not have on dry land. However, Ve'ein Chulda Bayam, there's no such a thing as a chulda, as a weasel in the sea. There's no counterpart. And that's why people are compared to weasels, because there's no counterpart of a person in the sea either. And Macharna Amar, the other one says, Lamu Moshe Kobaya Olam B'chulda, why is everyone being compared to a chulda? Just like a chulda, it drags and it leaves and it doesn't know who it's leaving for, it stores a whole bunch of food and it doesn't know who it's for because a lot of times it's taken by others, so to all people of the world, they drag and they place and they drag and they place, they don't know who they're leaving it for. As the pasuk says, he gathers or stores and he doesn't know who's going to take them in. In other words, people in this world work really hard gathering money and acquiring stuff and whatnot, but they don't know if they're ever going to benefit from it. Maybe others are going to take it, and that's why people are compared to weasels. We continue the Mishnah that said, and we clarify this loy amr, this is only said adam, if they're under the rishus of people, which means if this chay and oif are under his control and they listen to his commands, so then there's no issue in trapping them, they're already considered trapped. Ha im ein rishus adam, but if they're not in the person's rishus, meaning they're not under his control, chayv, so you'd be chayv for trapping them, even though they belong to him, since they're not under his control, they're basically not domesticated, so then he'd be chayv for trapping them. And Rishus says, this tells us, shar shamarad, if an ox rebelled against its owner, hatzad b'shabas chayv, if a person trapped it on Shabbos, he's chayiv. Now, once we mention oifas, birds, the Gemara tells us, Rabbanan de Kesaron say, b'shem Rav Avdon, or oif mutter lichtev olav mezuzah, the skin of a bird is allowed to have mezuzah written on it. It's considered kosher cloth, even though there's these tiny little holes, which is where the feathers were. Nonetheless, one could still write a mezuzah on it, because at the end of the day, the ink will absorb into it and hold strong, so it could be used for a mezuzah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.